Hello?
Hey, Dan, this is Dan Nelson with Local.
Hello?
Supply. Yeah, can you hear me?
Who is this, Dan?
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, man.
Good to hear, brother. So, sorry,
there's somebody else.
I got back from lunch, but how can I help?
There's somebody else on the phone with us. I'm talking to Dan, young man, right now. I'm going to go ahead and talk to him. I appreciate you calling me back and getting in touch with
okay,
me. But,
no problem.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and talk to Dan and tell him my concern.
All right, no problem. Thanks, Dan. This is Ben. Have a good one there. Yeah, thank you very much. Dan, you take care.
All right, no problem.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Sounds good.
All right, bye. All right, Dan, stay on the phone. Dan Nelson, stay on the phone.
Yeah, no, I'm here. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, this is Dan Lawson. I'm a little disappointed in the service. I just got through talking to this young gentleman, and I'm going to tell you why. The first thing is, since I started doing business with y'all, and before you say anything about a phone filter, they calling my phone number. And they're getting it off the web page or whatever you did when you signed me up. And I mean, it's ridiculous. They call, they hang up, then they'll call back and try to sell me a service. And this is two or three or four phone calls a day. And just off of the fact of that, if I would have known that would have been happening, I probably wouldn't have did this. Then the next thing is, when you look at the leads, they're not promising leads. They're robo stuff, which I don't have the time. I don't have the time to continue to go in and look. I feel like that you should be notifying me if you have leads because of the service that I paid you for. I don't feel like I should have to go look. I feel like that you should notify me when a lead comes up. So when I'm trying to figure out what can we do to better this moving forward, is this the way that this is going to continue to be, and what can I do to stop getting all of these phone calls?
Okay. So I know I apologize for, the frustration. I get exactly where you're coming from. So the robocalls, the call tracking number that they set up for you, that's supposed to block those out from coming. So just to clarify, you are still getting like robocalls or spam calls coming through to you, right?
Constantly, and they get it off probably the website, because I know my phone number on the website, right?
The phone number on the website is the 207-962-1414, which is the call tracking number that we set up for you.
I don't know how they got my number, but all I know is, before I set this up, I wasn't getting all these phone calls like that, but now I am.
Right.
And these people are talking about too. Like they're showing me websites where other customers, clients of yours, have this exact same web page set up. They're like running your name through the mud, and I'm like, you know what? Now I'm gonna give them some time. I'm gonna give them some time to, you know, to try to work this out and blah 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 blah. And,
right.
That's
okay.
Pretty much what's going on.
I'm really sorry that happened. And unfortunately there's companies out there that call around bad mouthing other companies, and it's not right 100%, you know, but I want to get down to like, if they're calling your number or the call tracking. So
no, they call them my number, bro. They call them my number daily.
They're calling your
from
number.
all different kind of numbers.
Okay,
I could screenshot you somebody who called me and I got their information.
Right,
but
okay.
I don't like. I wish you would have told me this. I wish you would have said you did. Hold on for a second.
Yeah, take your time.
You did tell me I was going to get some calls, but I had no idea that it would be like this.
We didn't either, obviously, you know. So, unfortunately, like, when you create your Google listing and you use search engine optimization, your name gets out there more, and the whole goal of this is to get you calls from potential clients, like new traffic. It shouldn't be calls from a bunch of solicitors or, you know, scam calls. Like, it's not typical for it to be, especially with you having a call tracking number set up. You know what I'm saying? I know you said we don't really need a screenshot. Do you know the phone number that contacted you?
Yeah, a lot of these phone calls coming from 701. I almost didn't answer the phone when you called.
Okay. Got
it. I almost didn't answer the phone, but I'm happy I did.
Right.
Because I've been
too. Yeah, I just got your voicemail and saw your missed calls, so I just called right away, you know. Okay.
Yeah, and you called me from a 701 number, and I've been getting a lot of calls from 701 numbers, so I almost didn't answer because of that.
Right. No, I get what you're saying, 100%. So let me see. Hold on. Okay. I don't see any 701 numbers on the call tracking, so you're absolutely right. It has to be your phone number they're calling.
Yes.
Let me check the listings real quick. Where are these calls coming from? Let's check Facebook real fast. Facebook has the call tracking on it too. Okay.
Dude, they started calling way before you even had the Facebook page set up.
Really? That is crazy. Okay. Let me see here. I see your phone number is under the email on the bottom. Okay. So let me do this real quick. Give me one second. This is the main issue, right? It's the spam calls, correct? Is there
yep.
anything else?
And I use Angie Leads too. I've had at least 3-4 leads. I've done at least one job. I haven't gotten anything from you guys. And
right.
you're not notifying me. I'm having to go in and look, and I don't like that. Because I don't have time for that. You should notify me. I should be notified when these leads come, and ain't none of these leads, no, they ain't worth 2 cents. If you go in and look at them, they all spam.
Right. No. So you're 2 weeks in currently. So what's been done so far, right? The Google listings live, right? The social media retargeted ads are running on Facebook and Instagram. You've had, you know, 43 clicks on there, over 2,000 impressions, you know. So there is traction, you know. It's just to start ranking on the first page of Google, remember that timeline's 30 to 45 days. So that's when you start seeing the quality leads from Google specifically. But Facebook ads have been running on all cylinders, your website's up. The main issue from what I can see is you have these, like, solicitor or spam companies, right, basically contacting you. So what I'm seeing at the bottom of the website, I see under the email, it has your phone number. So what I'm assuming is they're picking that number from there, right? So what I want to do is I want to message our website development team to just remove that altogether. That way they don't have that phone number and we block these calls from coming through to you. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
telemarketing calls?
If they're calling you and they're bad-mouthing us and saying, we're making similar websites and yada, yada, yada,
they showed me.
It sounds like a scam to me, you know?
Well, but they showed me a website that looked just like mine. It had the same words and everything. I seen it with my own eyes.
It said Camaraderie Electric, LLC.
Well, it didn't say Camaraderie. The format was the same. The setup was the same. The wording was the same.
Got it. We have tons and tons of clients, right? So we have a template that we go off of for each industry, but your website is customizable too. So you're a brand new company with us, right? You've been in business, or not in business, but with us for only 2 weeks. So they're probably showing you, if I had to guess, and it's honestly super smart of them, like it's crazy, but they're probably showing you another new client, right? And being like, man, look at the similarities. This is, you know, it's just all, it's all BS really, you know? I mean, we've been in business 19 years. We're a Google Premier partner. We're not a scam, you know, so you could see everything, you know. We have a website up for you. We have Facebook ads for you. Your Google listing is up, you know.
Well, I can't see myself on Google. You're telling me that that's 30 to 45 days out. So this is what I want to propose to you. Mm-hmm. If I can't get one lead or two serious leads by the time that it takes for me to make another payment, I want you to slash my payment in half.
Okay.
Let me finish. Mm-hmm. Until, because I've been fair to you. I've taken up for you. I told these companies, hey, I'm using local Splash. I want to give them a chance to see if everything work out. If it doesn't work out, I give you a call back. I haven't talked to anyone else about using their services. So I feel like that, first of all, if I'm getting a service, I need to be getting something out of it. I need to at least be making some money, or at least be talking to some people to make some money. And the way that your format is getting in touch with me, and these customers being spammers, it really doesn't make sense to spend money if it's not making no money, or if it's not leading it to anybody, or if it's not, if it's just way more worth the hassle than anything. So what I'm saying is, I don't want to get rid of you, but I feel it's only fair that you give me some type of discount to see if the next month, if I'm going to be on Google within 45 days, because at that point, it will be in 45 days. Because it doesn't make sense for me to start over with another company and have to wait another 30 or 45 days. So I already know that. I'm willing to give you something, but you ain't giving me much here, you know, to work with. I'm not making no money off of this.
No, what you're saying sounds completely fair to me. So on my side, right, I don't have any, like, power to do that. What I can do, though, okay, I know you were just speaking with Ben. I can message him about pushing your billing out 2 weeks, right? That way you have the full 45 days to see this thing like come to fruition.
That's what I want to see.
Right? Okay. So your next billing is supposed to be on, let me see what it is. It's March 16th. So if you push it out, it will put it to March 30th. That way you get the full 30 to 45 days, you know? Before I message him, though, give me one quick second here. Let me go to, I want to make sure that your phone number gets taken off of that, my site, you know? So, second here. Just bear with me 1 second. Just letting them know what I found. You know, I saw that number at the bottom. It's already dashed our revisions team to remove that phone number. You know, that I think that's the main issue where these companies, you know, are contacting you from. So I'm messaging him. I brought up the 2 weeks to him too. So give me 1 second. He told me no problem. So all he's going to do, okay, he's finishing up with another client. He had to take another call after, you know, I got on the line with you. But he told me no problem. He's going to be able to take care of you. As soon as he's off that phone call, he's going to call you just to confirm the 2 weeks being pushed out, okay?
Okay.
And I really apologize for, you know, it's kind of out of our hands. We can't, like, stop these type of companies from happening. But them having the phone number at the bottom, I think that was the issue, right? So it is kind of, you know, at least you'll get 2 weeks to see this Google front page placement come to fruition, you know, and he'll be able to confirm that with you. And already messaged our website development team to have that thing removed ASAP, like the phone number at the very bottom. Okay.
All right.
I'm really sorry, Dan. Hey, I thank you so much for calling, though. Thank you for trusting us, and I promise you, we're gonna work hard for you. Okay, we'll get this fixed.
All right, man. All right, thank you.
All right, appreciate you, sir. All right,
bye.
He'll call you soon. Okay.
Yeah, bye. All right, bye.